Enrichment, Section F, The World of Isaiah. F-1, Introduction. The importance of the prophet Isaiah is attested to in many scriptural declarations. The Savior himself commanded that we should search his words diligently. See 3 Nephi, chapter 23, verse 1. When did Isaiah live? With whom did he labor? What were the conditions and circumstances in his day? Little is preserved about the life and times of many of the Old Testament prophets, but the period of Isaiah's ministry has been generally well documented. Elder Bruce R. McConkie identified 15 chapters in the writings of Isaiah as primarily about the local or historical events of Isaiah's day. See chart in 10 Keys to Understanding Isaiah, Ensign, October 1973, pages 82 through 83. This enrichment section is to help you better understand the world in which Isaiah lived, the challenges he faced, and the works he accomplished. F-2, Chronological Chart of the Scriptural Record of Isaiah's Ministry. The following chart, with brief summary statements, outlines the chronology of the events of the prophet Isaiah's ministry. The narrative from both the books of Kings and Chronicles and the pertinent passages from Isaiah present what is known of this period in the history of the kingdom of Judah. See the Old Testament chronology chart in Maps and Enrichment A. Date, 792 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Kings chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verses 1 through 4. Events, Azariah or Uzziah, probably his royal or throne name, was made king in Judah. He ruled 24 years jointly with his father, 52 years total. Date, 768 to 750 B.C. References, 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verses 5 through 7. Uzziah sought counsel from the prophet Zechariah, not the Zechariah who wrote the Old Testament book. Uzziah subjugated the Philistines and the Arabians. 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verses 8 through 15. Judah was established as a strong military power. Jerusalem was well fortified and the army well equipped. Agriculture was also improved. Some neighbors paid tribute to this powerful state. Date, 750 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Kings chapter 15, verses 5 through 6. 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verses 16 through 21. Uzziah, lifted up in pride, assumed the right to officiate in the temple. His unauthorized acts brought the judgment of God against him, leprosy. His son Jotham ruled jointly with him for 10 years. 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 22. Isaiah is mentioned as having recorded the history of Uzziah's reign. We do not have this record today. Date, 740 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Kings chapter 15, verse 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 23. Events, Jotham began his sole reign. See the continuation of the narrative below. 2 Kings chapter 15, verses 32 through 35. 2 Chronicles chapter 27, verses 1 through 6. Date, 753 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Kings chapter 15, verses 8 through 12. Zechariah ruled 6 months as king in Israel, northern kingdom, after his father Jeroboam II. Date, 752 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Kings chapter 15, verses 13 through 15. Shalom ruled 1 month in Israel before his assassination. Date, 752 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Kings chapter 15, verses 16 through 18. Events, Menahem began a 10-year reign of terror and wickedness, date 743 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Kings chapter 15, verses 19 through 21. Events: the northern kingdom was attacked by the Assyrians. Tiglath-Pileser III, also known as Pul, secured tribute from the king of Israel, who had extracted the money from the wealthy of his kingdom. The ancient historical texts of Tiglath-Pileser III at Nimrod confirm this scriptural account. These texts report tribute of gold and silver paid by Menahem of Samaria. See James B. Pritchard, Ancient Near Eastern Texts Relating to the Old Testament, page 283. Date, 742 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Kings, chapter 15, verses 22 through 26. Pekahiah ruled 2 years in Israel before being assassinated by his successor. Date, 740 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Kings chapter 15, verses 27 through 31. Events: Pekah, son of Remaliah, ruled over the northern kingdom. The king formed an alliance with Assyrians against the Assyrians. The coalition also threatened Judah. See the continuation of this narrative below, 2 Kings chapter 15, verse 37, and 2 Kings chapter 16, verses 5 through 6. Finally, Tiglath-Pileser III captured the northern regions and took many of the inhabitants hostage. This action opened the way for Hoshea to obtain the throne of the northern kingdom. Isaiah referred to this conquest in warning of further threats to the nations of God, both Israel and Judah. See Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1. Date, 740 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Kings chapter 15, verses 32 through 35, and 2 Chronicles chapter 27, verses 1 through 6. Jotham enlarged the temple gate and strengthened the fortifications of the nation of Judah. The Ammonites attempted to overthrow the tribute of Judah begun by King Uzziah, but they were not successful. Date, 735 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Kings chapter 15, verses 36 through 38. 2 Chronicles chapter 27, verses 7 through 9. The coalition of Pekah, king of Israel, and Rezin, king of Syria, began an attempt to subjugate Judah during this era. Date, 732 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Chronicles chapter 27, verse 9, and chapter 28, verse 1. Ahaz ruled jointly with his father for 3 years until Jotham's death. Date, 735 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Kings chapter 16, verses 1 through 4. 2 Chronicles chapter 28, verses 1 through 4. Ahaz adopted idolatrous practices, including human sacrifice of some of his own children. Date, 735 to 720 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Kings chapter 16, verses 5 through 6, 2 Chronicles chapter 28, verses 5 through 15. The coalition of Israel, Ephraim, and Syria attacked Judah and Jerusalem. They were not successful in their conquest, although they gained some territory. Isaiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 6. Isaiah was directed to go to King Ahaz and warn him against making any political alliances with Assyria. Isaiah chapter 7, verses 6 through 9, and chapter 8, verses 9 through 18. Isaiah prophesied that the threatened conquest would not be successful. He further warned that Ephraim, Israel, would be destroyed as a nation. Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 through 16, chapter 9, verses 6 through 7. The prophet testified that Judah would be preserved to fulfill its foreordained destiny as the house of the Messiah. Isaiah chapter 7, verses 17 through 25, chapter 8, verses 1 through 8, chapter 9, verses 8 through 12. Isaiah prophesied that Judah would be overrun by the Assyrians, but would not be destroyed as would be the people of Israel and Syria. He also prophesied the fall of Syria and Damascus. See Isaiah chapter 17, verses 1 through 4, and even the people of Israel, Samaria, and Ephraim. See Isaiah chapter 28, verses 1 through 4. Isaiah chapter 10, verses 5 through 19. Isaiah prophesied not only of Assyria's destruction of Samaria, but also of the eventual fall of Jerusalem and of all wickedness. Assyria's destruction was also shown. 2 Kings chapter 16, verse 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 16. Ahaz rejected the counsel of the prophet Isaiah and sought an alliance with Assyria. 2 Chronicles chapter 28, verses 17 through 19. Judah, with her weak leadership, was attacked by Edom and Philistine neighbors who occupied some cities and territory of the nation. 2 Kings chapter 16, verses 8 through 9. 2 Chronicles chapter 28, verses 20 through 21. In an attempt to secure the aid of the Assyrians, Ahaz offered tribute from the treasures of the temple and the throne. Wealthy people were forced to contribute. Ancient Assyrian texts also report this tribute from Ahaz. See D. Winton Thomas, Documents of Old Testament Times, pages 55 through 56. The Assyrians did not, however, aid Judah against her enemies. 2 Kings chapter 16, verses 10 through 16. Ahaz visited Tiglath-Pileser III in the conquered city of Damascus. He directed that a pagan, altar-like throne patterned after the one he saw in Damascus be erected at the temple complex in Jerusalem. 2 Chronicles chapter 28, verses 22 through 23. Ahaz offered sacrifices to the idols of Damascus. 2 Kings chapter 16, verses 17 through 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 28, verses 24 through 27. Ahaz destroyed or altered some of the temple vessels and closed the temple. He also established places of idolatry throughout the land. Date, 732 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Kings chapter 15, verse 30, and chapter 17, verses 1 through 2. Hoshea was made king over Israel by the Assyrians. The historical annals of the Assyrian kings found at Calah, or Nimrod, attest to the enthronement of Hoshea as vassal king by the Assyrians. See Pritchard, Ancient Near Eastern Texts, pages 283 to 284. Date, 725 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 3 through 4. In time, King Hoshea rebelled against the Assyrians. When Shalmaneser V became king of Assyria in 727 B.C., Hoshea used the change of rulers to break the tribute agreement, and he conspired to obtain assistance from Egypt. Messengers were sent to So of Egypt. This king is generally believed to be the Ethiopian conqueror of Egypt, who ruled there as founder of the 25th dynasty. See Thomas, Documents of Old Testament Times, page 63. Alan Gardner, Egypt of the Pharaohs, page 450. Date, 724 to 721 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 5. The land of Israel and its capital, Samaria, were besieged for 3 years. Near the end of this period, Sargon II became ruler in Assyria. Date, 722 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 6 through 17. The destruction of Samaria came at the hands of Sargon II. The people of Israel were taken captive by Sargon and exiled to Assyria. Some question Sargon's rule, but palace inscriptions about this ruler list him as conqueror of Samaria. Pritchard, Ancient Near Eastern Texts, page 284. These ancient writings likewise affirm the exile of the inhabitants of the 10 northern tribes. See Pritchard, Ancient Near Eastern Texts, pages 284 through 285. This large group later escaped from their captivity and were lost to the scriptural narrative, hence the designation Lost Tribes of Israel. See Enrichment D. Date, 721 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 18 through 19. Events, the nation of Judah was the only nation remaining after the Assyrian devastation. Date, 721 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 24. Events, the Assyrians resettled the conquered and depopulated territory of Israel, particularly the region of Samaria, the capital. The wall inscriptions from Sargon's palace affirm that people from Mesopotamia were relocated in Israel to be a new tribute state to Assyria. Date, 720 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 25 through 41. Events. The new settlers experienced much difficulty there. Their superstitious conclusion was that they did not know the God of the land. 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 26. Finally, the Assyrians sent Levites and priests from captivity into Israel to teach the new inhabitants of their God. They worshipped both the Lord and the gods they had brought with them. Eventually, the new settlers worshipped chiefly Jehovah and intermarried with the priestly families. In time, they became known as the Samaritans. See Ezra chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Isaiah chapter 19, verses 1 through 15, and chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. Assyrian texts report a number of rebellions in the conquered territories and even in the newly conquered Samaria. Gaza and Damascus were reestablished as Assyrian provinces. See Pritchard, Ancient Near Eastern Texts, page 285. The rebellious vassals of Assyria sought aid from Egypt. In the face of such action, the prophet Isaiah warned Judah against the unstable Egyptians. The prophet further warned of Assyria's defeat of weakened Egypt, now dominated by foreign Ethiopian rulers. The Babylonians were also rebelling, eventually causing Assyria to shift her attention and presence from the land of Israel. See John Bright, A History of Israel, page 263. Date, 715 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Kings chapter 18, verses 1 through 6, 2 Chronicles chapter 31, verse 1 through chapter 32, verse 12. Events, Hezekiah succeeded his father Ahaz as king. He attempted to purge the land of the idolatry of his father. Even the brazen serpent from the days of Moses, see Numbers chapter 21 verses 8 through 9, had become an object of false worship, so Hezekiah destroyed it. Date, 715 to 701 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Chronicles chapter 29 verses 1 through 11. Events. Hezekiah reopened the temple and challenged the Levites to prepare themselves to administer there. 2 Chronicles chapter 29 verses 12 through 19. The Levites carried out the work of cleansing and restoring the temple. 2 Chronicles chapter 29 verses 20 through 36. True worship and sacrifice were reestablished in the nation of Judah. 2 Chronicles chapter 30 verses 1 through 12. Hezekiah sent messengers inviting all the nation to come to Jerusalem for the reinstitution of the feast of the Passover. Many throughout the land scorned and rejected his call. 2 Chronicles chapter 30 verses 13 through 27. The faithful who responded to the invitation rejoiced in the celebration in Judah of the sacred festival of the Passover. 2 Chronicles chapter 31, verse 1. The worshippers continued their efforts to rid the land of the institutions of false worship. 2 Chronicles chapter 31, verses 2 through 10. The priesthood was organized and appointed to their continuing functions. Tithes were given for the support of the priests. 2 Chronicles chapter 31, verses 11 through 21. The administration of temporal affairs was appointed, the rights of the Levites being established by lineal descent and birthright. Date, 705 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 7. Events, Sargon, king of Assyria, was killed in battle, and revolutions followed throughout the Assyrian Empire. Hezekiah refused to pay the heavy tribute that his father had begun, and he sought an Egyptian alliance. Isaiah had warned the people of the folly of expecting help from Egypt. See Isaiah chapter 30, verses 1 through 7, and chapter 31, verses 1 through 3. Date, 722 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Kings chapter 18, verses 9 through 12. Events, the account of the fall of Israel and Samaria in the north to Shalmaneser V and Sargon II is repeated. This account was a reminder of the power of the Assyrians. Date, 701 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Kings chapter 18, verses 13 through 16. Events, Sennacherib, the successor to Sargon, swept into Judah and the territory of the Philistines to enforce the tribute agreements. The annals of this invader king record the capture of 46 cities or forts and many villages. The extended siege of Hezekiah at Jerusalem is described. Himself I made a prisoner, like a bird in a cage. Pritchard, Ancient Near Eastern Texts, page 288. The Assyrians were headquartered in Lachish, 25 miles southwest of Jerusalem. Hezekiah sent tribute, mostly from the temple, to sue for peace. The receipt of the tribute is confirmed in ancient texts. See Pritchard, Ancient Near Eastern Texts, page 288. 2 Chronicles, chapter 32, verses 1 through 8. In spite of the offering, the siege continued. Hezekiah sought to strengthen the fortifications of the city and moved to protect the water supply. A conduit, or water course, was dug out of limestone rock to bring the water safely into the city where it could be stored. See 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 20, 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 30. In warning of the future destruction of Jerusalem, Isaiah spoke of these preparations made by Hezekiah. See Isaiah chapter 22, verses 8 through 11. This tunnel exists today and is known as Hezekiah's or the Siloam Tunnel. An ancient inscription in the tunnel tells of the construction and is generally associated with Hezekiah's project. See Pritchard, Ancient Near Eastern Texts, page 321. Bible Dictionary, Hezekiah's Tunnel. 2 Kings chapter 18, verses 17 through 18, Isaiah chapter 36, verses 2 through 3, 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verses 9 through 10. As the siege continued, the Assyrians sent representatives of Sennacherib to demand the surrender of the city. Hezekiah sent his officials outside the city walls to negotiate. 2 Kings chapter 18, verses 19 through 25, Isaiah chapter 36, verses 4 through 10, 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verses 11 through 12. The Assyrian spokesman challenged the people's ability to withstand his forces. He criticized the alliance Judah had attempted to make with Egypt. Finally, he blasphemously claimed that the God of Judah had commanded Judah's destruction. 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 26, Isaiah chapter 36, verse 11. The representatives of Hezekiah requested that the negotiations be carried out in the Syrian language, Aramaic, rather than Hebrew, so the people would not understand the exchange. 2 Kings chapter 18, verses 27 through 35, Isaiah chapter 36, verses 12 through 20, 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verses 18 through 19. The Assyrian official ignored the plea and, speaking loudly in the language of the people of Judah, declared the futility of trusting Hezekiah or their God for deliverance. He challenged the power of Judah's God with the results of Assyria's victories. 2 Kings chapter 18, verses 36 through 37, Isaiah chapter 36, verses 21 through 22, 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verses 16 through 17. Since Hezekiah's representatives had been ordered to remain silent, they said nothing at all, but returned and reported to the king. In addition to the spoken challenges, the Assyrians sent written messages. 2 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 through 5, Isaiah chapter 37, verses 1 through 5, 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 20. Upon receiving these challenges and the report of his representatives, Hezekiah sought counsel and direction from the prophet Isaiah. 2 Kings chapter 19, verses 6 through 13, Isaiah chapter 37, verses 6 through 13. Isaiah prophesied the departure of the Assyrians and Sennacherib's death upon his return to his homeland. The chief negotiator for the Assyrians returned to Sennacherib to report, and he found that the main force was engaged against Tibnah, not far from Lachish. The Assyrians were also threatened by attack from the Ethiopian pharaoh of Egypt. As a result, the pressure upon Jerusalem for surrender was increased. 2 Kings chapter 19, verses 14 through 35, Isaiah chapter 37, verses 14 through 36, 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 21. Hezekiah, upon receiving the message from the Assyrians, sought the Lord in prayer for deliverance. The Lord's response was revealed to the king through the prophet Isaiah, who declared the destruction of the Assyrians and the future blessing and prosperity of Judah. Hezekiah stood firm and faithfully obeyed the prophet's direction. The people of Judah were delivered by the Lord. The Assyrians encamped around Jerusalem were smitten and suffered many casualties. 2 Kings chapter 19, verses 36 through 37. Isaiah chapter 37, verses 37 through 38. 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verses 21 through 23. The Assyrians who survived broke off the campaign and withdrew to their homeland. There Sennacherib was assassinated, as Isaiah had prophesied. This miraculous deliverance brought Hezekiah and his God recognition and tribute from neighboring nations. 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 1 through 11. Isaiah chapter 38. 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 24. Hezekiah became very proud and became deathly ill. The prophet Isaiah declared that he would die. Hezekiah pleaded with the Lord, and before the prophet had left the courts of the king, Isaiah was inspired to return and tell Hezekiah that his life would be extended 15 years. The treatment for his illness was also revealed. Isaiah also prophesied a sign as a witness of God's hand in Hezekiah's recovery. The daylight was extended, as indicated by the sundial of Ahaz, Hezekiah's father. See Helaman chapter 12, verses 13 through 15. Date, 701 through 686 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verses 25 through 26. Hezekiah continued to struggle with his pride, which had brought the Lord's wrath upon him and his people. The Lord's wrath was appeased only when Hezekiah became sufficiently humble. 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verses 27 through 30. The people and the king were richly blessed with material wealth. 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 12 through 13. Isaiah chapter 39, verses 1 through 2. 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 31. Merodach-Baladan, a Babylonian prince called Marduk-Apal-Adina in his own land, who had earlier rebelled against Assyrian domination, sent messengers of goodwill with gifts for the king of Judah. Hezekiah responded by showing them all the state treasures and armaments. 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 14 through 19. Isaiah chapter 39, verses 3 through 8. The prophet Isaiah upbraided the king for openly revealing the wealth and defense of the kingdom. He also prophesied the future subjugation and destruction of Judah by the Babylonians. 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 20 through 21. 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 20, and verses 32 through 33. The water tunnel in Jerusalem is mentioned as being one of Hezekiah's significant accomplishments. Date, 697 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Kings chapter 21, verses 1 through 2. 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verses 1 through 2. Events. Manasseh joined his father as king. He apparently ruled jointly with his father during the last 11 years of his father's reign. Date, 686 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Kings chapter 21, verses 3 through 16, 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verses 3 through 10. Events. When Manasseh began to reign alone upon the death of his father, he led the prosperous nation deep into apostasy and idolatry. They did more evil than did the nations whom the Lord destroyed before the children of Israel. 2 Kings chapter 21, verse 9. Prophets foretold the judgments and destruction that were to come upon this rebellious nation. Manasseh shed much innocent blood. Date, 679 B.C. Scriptural references, 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verses 11 through 17. Events. Esarhaddon, the Assyrian ruler, and one of the sons of Sennacherib, again overran the land of Judah, placing 21 cities, including Jerusalem, under tribute. After this defeat and punishment at the hands of the Assyrians, Manasseh attempted some reforms among the people, but without result. F3 Summary. Isaiah was a prophet-statesman who ministered during the reigns of four kings of Judah. The historical records of this time come from three major sources: the Second Book of Kings, the Second Book of Chronicles, and the writings of Isaiah. Tradition records that Isaiah died as a martyr, being sawed in two at the hands of Manasseh. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 37. End of Enrichment, Section F, The World of Isaiah.